Let's first talk a little bit about what libertarian means, because a lot of folks are just unfamiliar with what the party's all about. Can you explain it a little bit?
Well, there are only as many definitions of libertarianism as there are libertarians. But essentially, what we believe is in less government and more freedom. We believe that every individual should be free to live their life as they see fit, to put in their bodies what they want to put, to have relations with the people they want to have relations with, to work as they want to work, use their property as they wish, so long as they do not harm other people or initiate any kind of fraud or force. So we believe that people are responsible enough to basically take care of themselves. Most libertarians believe in very limited government, in the sense that the purpose of our founding fathers and mothers had when they started our nation was to have government very limited for a very limited purpose, which is to protect life, liberty, and property. Very simple, restrictive government.
So sort of the idea that the Constitution actually restrains the federal government more than it does give it power, in other words.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what we've gotten reversed. The Constitution of the United States was written deliberately to limit government. It gave government specific and enumerated or listed powers and basically said in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment that you can do these things and nothing else. And unfortunately, we elect now politicians who promise to do things that really they have no constitutional authority to do. Most of what the federal government does is not constitutional. The courts at all levels have basically acquiesced in this view. And libertarians just contend, the founding fathers and mothers were essentially libertarian in outlook, although they didn't use that term.
We're on some of the issues that are up front and center now. For instance, Obamacare, gun control, things like this, foreign policy. Where do you differ with the incumbent, who is a Republican, Ms. Elmers?
Well, there are a lot of things that I differ with her on and with the Democrat in the race, as a matter of fact. They both have the view that government should be able to do stuff, so to speak. Representative Elmers voted for the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is a totally tyrannical law that allows the President of the United States to detain and murder American citizens without trial or jury or anything. She voted to raise the debt ceiling, which is, again, the whole problem with the federal government is they're spending too much money and they need to stop.
Now, if you were to be elected in the 2nd District, what are your main objectives during a first term?
Well, I think the first thing I would do would be take a deep breath and look at other members of the House that have been elected in both parties and hopefully maybe some libertarians and independents and look to find common ground on certain issues. I realize that you can't go in there and start. I know I wouldn't get bills even considered because the House would be controlled by one of the two major parties. So no matter what I did, I'd have to find allies. So that would be the first thing to do. But my overriding and very personal reason for running for Congress is to stop the wars, particularly stopping the war, our overseas interventionism. So my priority would be to work on bringing all our troops home now.